You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Are you ready to play Boys Against the Goals with Dom and Jeremy? Yeah.
We're ready to play. Let's meet these players for today.
Players.
Liz is representing for the ladies. Good morning, Liz. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So glad you called us. You ready to have a little bit of fun here in the morning?
I am. I'm nervous. It's my first time calling.
Oh, I'd be nervous too. This is intense.
You know how many people are listening to you right now, Liz,
and
judging you like by how you perform.
Hundreds of thousands of people.
Please, over a million with all the online listeners.
We just had a lady message us from Texas.
That's right.
Talking about how much she loved Boys Against the Girls.
I saw another message yesterday on one of our posts from the dude who listens to us down in Australia.
I saw that too. Mm. So, Liz, oh, now you're really freaking out.
Worldwide people are judging you, Liz.
I'm ready.
All right.
She's like, bring it.
She's like,
just bring it.
What do you do for a living, Liz?
I'm mainly a stay-at-home mom, but I work as a contracting veterinarian on the weekends.
Oh, okay.
Well, that's good. That's neat.
I have to ask, does that sometimes break your heart a little bit?
Yes.
I would think so,
I don't know how you do it, personally, because... It's like some of you once told us, they said, I wanted to be a veterinarian when I was a kid. And then I realized as I got older that the animals are sick.
They're sick. They're ill. They're dying. And sadly, you have to put them down. Are you one of those folks that travels around to people's houses and helps,
with that transition?
With the final moments?
I work with certain clinics, but I do a lot of rescue and shelter work, too. So I help run spay and neuter clinics for shelter cats.
Okay. All right. You're good human. You're a good human.
Good for you.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. You ready to try to even it up for the girls today?
I'm going to try my best.
Well, right. We can ask no more than that. The guy who's going to try to stop you and the guy who's going to try to win it for the boys is Eric. Eric, welcome to the show.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, you're welcome. Now, listen, you do realize if you win, the boys win the month, and you have to sing We Are the Champions.
Well, maybe not then.
Do we need to get another player?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay, all right.
You can do it. Right, you're good. Fine.
What's your line of work?
I'm a massage therapist.
Very good.
Rubbing people.
I don't know how you do that with your hands not falling off at the end of the day. I don't get it, man.
You got to use your elbows. That's the trick.
You get in there. You get all the knots out. Yeah. I haven't had a massage in years.
He doesn't like taking his clothes off.
I don't want to take my pants off.
He goes in. He gets a massage with his jeans on.
Can I leave my pants on?
You don't have. That's what the massage guns are for.
What's a massage
it's
gun?
Penetrating. I've got one of those at the house.
Oh, my God.
I get massage myself.
Just grow up and take your pants off. And you know what? I can honestly say I haven't used that line in a long time to anybody. All right, let's play some Boys Against the Girls. I'm going to be asking Eric some questions that women... more likely to know the answer to. Jeremy is going to ask Liz some questions that dudes more likely to know. Best out of three will win and get the prize and the point. If we are tied after three questions, we segue into sudden death overtime. And we also alternate who goes first. The ladies are first today. Jeremy, Liz is in your hands.
All right, sweet Liz. Here we go. I've got a tool question for you. Typically, what two colors are associated with the DeWalt tool brand?
There's
two colors.
Yellow and black?
That is correct.
Wow, she's ready. I told you she's bringing it. She's bringing it.
That's impressive.
Do you like that brand, by the way?
It's a good, solid brand. It's expensive.
I own so many tools from DeWalt, and I use them more than my husband does.
Nice. Good for you.
All right. Do you have a tool belt?
I don't.
Oh,
what are you doing with all those tools? Are you building things?
My grandfather is a woodworker and a contractor, so he has an entire wood shop, and he taught me everything I know.
Look at that.
Wow, if I had only known, I would have given you a sports question.
No.
Over to Eric we go. Eric, when Queen Elizabeth died, may she rest, her son became King Charles.
Hello.
What's the name of his wife?
Camilla Shand, right?
Camilla is Camilla. Correct. Yes.
That's right. Yeah, yeah.
She is the, do you know her title, by the way?
She's the, queen consort?
That's exact.
Holy crap, Eric.
I've been watching The Crown. You caught me.
Oh, and see if I had known.
Only known.
Yeah, the queen consort. So, wow. Is that a way of just, like, keeping her from getting too uppity? They won't call her the queen. You just.
I think it supposes if Charles were to die, it doesn't go to her.
That's right. Yeah, I do know that's a. But is that what the consort part means? Is that don't get your hopes up?
I mean, are they actually married or are they just?
I think they're. They're married. Yeah.
I think they're married.
Yeah, I think they got married.
Okay.
Yeah, well. Hey, how is that Crown, by the way? I haven't watched it. Is it good?
It's really good. I suggest it.
Okay. Right.
It's more compelling because it's historical, I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Liz, have you watched that at all?
No, never.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not for her.
It's not for her. All right, we're tied one apiece. Back to Liz.
Liz, what car company has the AT4 off-road upgrade option on some of its vehicles? The AT4 package.
GMC?
Holy crap, you're unstoppable today.
I'm driving one right now.
Hey, Dom's driving a Sierra.
And it's got the AT-V4.
I love that.
AT-4. Yeah, that. It's got that.
Yeah.
Thing gets 8 miles to the gallon, they're Liz. What do you think about that?
Sharp.
I drive a hybrid, so.
Well, see, that's
so
my
car.
My car is a hybrid, too, but I drive cars for a week, then I write reviews on them, and they got me in this giant truck.
He's not used to it.
I hate it.
He's intimidated by it.
I am.
It's too high, it's too big, it's hard to park.
It is too hard to park.
Nah.
Back to Eric. Eric, the company's original slogan was, because I'm worth it. Today, the slogan is, because we're worth it. What is that company?
Oh, gosh.
Take a guess.
Because we're worth it.
Oh, no.
That would be L'Oreal.
Yeah.
L'Oreal, because we're worth it.
Yeah.
You're dang right.
Dang.
Now listen, if Liz gets this, she's going to win the game.
I think she's going to get it.
But wait,
really good.
If she doesn't, Eric will have another chance to try to send it to overtime.
All right. I'm looking at the question I have, and I'm wondering if I want to do it. why not? Liz, what is the defining feature of a tomahawk steak?
The big bone sticking out.
Yeah, the
My
big bone.
My God!
It looks like a tomahawk. That's why they call it a tomahawk steak.
You're a winner! You know, Eric, it's hard to beat somebody who never misses a question. What are you going to do? What are you going to do?
I'm going to have to research my makeup, apparently.
That's right.
Well, L'Oreal's more like a hair care product. But listen, at least you don't have to worry about singing We Are the Champions. So there's that. But you also have to take some medicine. Are you ready for it?
Yep.
Here we go.
Girls rule.
Yeah. We appreciate you, Eric. You go have a great day, okay?
See ya, buddy.
Thank you. You have a great day, too.
Thanks for
playing. Thank you for listening. Look at Liz coming through. You get on here and you're like, I'm so nervous. And then you kill it.
Yeah, you were awesome.
Kill it.
You got them all.
Oh, I'm so lucky I got the boy questions because I did not know the girl questions.
Oh,
look at that.
Well, that's fine. Sometimes it works out that way. Listen, you couldn't be more delightful. If you will stand by, Josh is going to tell you all about that great prize, okay?
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you for listening to Boys Against the Girls, brought to you by Efficient Comfort.